Lack of skills. Many students had hoped to be taught technical skills, especially in first year, in order to develop a foundational understanding of making processes, which they felt would give them a chance to develop a confidence and direction for their practice, and were disappointed not to receive this. Quote, "In terms of developing technical skills, there was very little actually provided. So if you wanted to do something, you just went off and you had to do it yourself and teach yourself how to do that." Quote, "This course is a lot about like thinking and talking about art, which I find interesting. But in terms of actually having skills to make the work to any degree, there was really nothing in terms of that, which was disappointing." Quote, "I think the one thing I was slightly disappointed about was not having a bit more structured content at the beginning to actually learn techniques." The exception to this seems to be those studying on painting courses. Quote, "There was quite a lot of drawing skills, basic painting skills, which has come in useful." However, students reported facing great difficulty when trying to attend workshops in other departments. Therefore, those outside painting were generally not able to access these. Some commented that they wished they had been given the option to specialise in one thing and to hone their skills in particular processes, with many saying they left feeling like a jack of all trades, master of none. Interviewees told of many barriers to accessing their university or college facilities, with workshops in such high demand that slots were booked up weeks in advance. Students reported being met with frustration and unwillingness by technicians and had a sense that they were overworked. They also described a culture of misogyny and homophobia that discouraged them from using workshops and negatively impacted their ability to improve technical skills. Quote, "It felt a bit intimidating to go down and like talk to them and stuff sometimes." Quote, "I didn't go to the metal workshop much because the guy in there at the time was a bit scary." Quote, "I don't think I made a single thing in the wood workshop after my first year. I was like, no, I don't want to go. I didn't enjoy going. It was quite frightening." Quote, "They welcomed boys really easily into the workshops, and the sort of female or quite feminine boy group are sort of kept to the periphery and weren't engaged particularly well. And it was sort of a constant passive-aggressive experience unless you spent a lot of time there." Quote, "It has happened to me a good few times where you've got to this macho technician and they're just so condescending. They're just bossing you around and they, I can't put my finger on it. It's like they don't respect you as an artist." Lack of professional practice skills was also a significant barrier post-graduation. All interviewees reported having a specific professional practice module built into their course, although the content varied greatly between institutions. GSA students reported that professional practice was only incorporated after many repeated requests by students. Both English and Scottish graduates reported that their professional practice module was delivered in the form of school-wide lectures and that the information provided was not comprehensive. Quote, "If the personal and professional development had been more well-rounded, I would have been so interested because obviously I wanted to know how to be an artist." Quote, "It didn't really amount to anything. It was just looking at websites, nothing substantial. I didn't really feel like a learning experience. It felt lacking." Quote, "It didn't really tick any proper boxes, just half boxes." Quote, "Professional skills were so generic that it didn't really help us develop ideas of what kind of jobs we could do." Those who were graded on their professional practice did not receive specific feedback, which they felt would have helped them to develop their skills. Quote, "I could never actually figure out what they were actually looking for." When asked what they felt was missing from their professional practice modules, the most commonly cited topic was funding. Interviewees reported being warned that working as a professional artist would result in financial hardship, but not receiving any advice about how to support themselves. Quote, "I don't think I was necessarily prepared at all to go into the art sector, really. All I knew that what was there was going to be. It was not going to lead to any money, so if I wanted to do it, I would either have to stay at home or, you know, basically be skint my entire life. Quote, I think the whole narrative was like, yeah, you're going to really struggle. Quote, I don't remember them being like, oh, this is how you can make money. Many found this discouraging, especially working class students who felt that this meant working as a professional artist was not an option for them. Quote, in one of the professional practice talks, they were like, someone who graduates from art is probably only going to make like £14,000 a year. And I was like, that's not very motivating for people who are studying on this course. Quote, as university went along, I think also in terms of just learning what the art sort of landscape is like, I was prepared to work and do whatever it was to make ends meet while sort of setting your art on the back burner. Quote, you were sort of taught to be like, yeah, you're going to have to work really hard for very little, very early on. Interviewees identified lack of funding as a major obstacle post-graduation. Many struggled with writing funding applications, particularly those with dyslexia and for whom English was a second language. Quote, I find it so hard to write applications. I've got dyslexia. I can find opportunities, great, and can have all this experience, but it's how to say it in an attractive way to people which is difficult. Of course, they're going to pick someone who's more clear and concise with writing than someone who has no clue on how to properly explain themselves. Graduates describe the continual process of applying for funding and opportunities as laborious and demoralising. Some said that this left little time to actually make work and that the constant rejection had a negative effect on their mental health, making them question whether they wanted to continue trying to work in the sector. Quote, I just have to weigh up what's worth it, really, because again, I've got to question, you know, for a small fee maybe, and that's going to take the application process. It's so long and tedious, and the likelihood of the outcome, and weighing up all that over, you know, missing a day at work, or a shift swap, or something like that. Or yeah, covering in your hospitality day job, you know, that's definitely worth more, probably, than spending 90 plus hours. Quote, savage cycle of constantly applying to things and only getting 25% of them. Quote, so you're not maybe thinking, which feels odd when you're trying to say that you're going to be making work that you want to make, but you've not made anything for 3 months because you've been doing applications for everything. Some said that they felt it was not feasible for them to apply for funding due to the lack of financial security that applying for funding on a project-to-project basis created, due to its short-term nature. Quote, I just found that there was more longer-term funding with the business funding as opposed to arts funding, which seems like a one-off grant for a project or kind of bits here and there as opposed to like 18 months of consistent funding. Quote, I know there is funding to support your practice, but it's so here and there I can't take that risk. It's too risky. How do I know when the next funding is coming in? Other commonly cited topics were finding opportunities, application writing, sourcing exhibition spaces, exhibition making, pricing work and business skills. Quote, in terms of the really practical skills of actually finding money to be able to do this, I don't think we were really ever prepared for. Even things like sharing things like CPPs with us and all of that stuff are things that could have happened whilst we were there, because these are really big organisations for us to know that have a lot of opportunities going all the time. Quote, at what point you have to register yourself as self-employed? How the tax system works with self-employed people? Because you actually have to do your own taxes. Maybe some of the sort of how to manage your business kind of thing. Just a brief overview of like business management and managing your money kind of in a business sense. Quote, I don't really remember them ever talking about, it's quite, I realise now, quite an important part of being an artist initially is how to ask for funding. And yet some of the applications are quite complicated. And you just think, you know, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not. And yeah, I don't know. I don't think they ever covered that, which was unfortunate. Graduates also emphasised the importance of soft skills, such as networking, negotiating contracts and communicating with galleries. Working class and neurodivergent graduates felt that not learning these skills put them at a disadvantage. Quote, there was no introduction on how to liaise with art institutions, and as someone who was like working class, and I've never been, no one's ever been to university in my family, I don't really know how to engage in a lot of conversations with people or institutions regarding anything like this, and I also feel that that holds me back a bit, you know what I mean? And if I apply to something, I don't feel I can have the best vernacular to engage with someone to then successfully get employment out of it. Quote, soft skills are something that would make a difference between someone like me not knowing about the opportunities that exist, because it's about soft skills, the opportunities. Graduates also commented on the timing of their professional practice module, with most saying that they had too much work to do in preparation for degree show in final year to focus on professional practice, with many Scottish students suggesting third year as a better alternative. Quote, you're quite caught up in your own project at that time, and it's quite difficult to kind of split yourself so many ways to be attending other things as well. Quote, by third year, I think it would be really helpful to have a mentorship scheme. Quote, the final year is a total daze. You're exhausted.